Ballots for the Citrus Research and Development Foundation referendum vote are now out and in the hands of growers. Florida State Representative Ben Albritton commended growers for their support on the research thus far.
When you can sit there and have a conversation with another legislator that doesn't understand agriculture, that doesn't, you know, maybe an urban district, or they just really don't, they just really aren't connected to what our needs are. When you can look at them and say, like the growers did, I can only tell the truth about this. The growers have put in tens of millions of dollars for research today. You know, you have a partner in the process and the Florida citrus grower. We need your support now because things are getting to a critical nature. It always helps.
Albritton went on to express his support for the CRDF referendum.
When, you know, growers, when you're sitting there thinking about it, I'm going to have to cast a vote on this thing too. You know, I own citrus. My family's going to have to cast a vote, and I'm going to support it. And I'm going to tell you why. Right now is not the time to take your foot off the gas. We are right around the corner from having silver bullets that are going to help this industry turn the corner. I would argue in some respects through nutritional therapies and through better growing techniques, we have at least flattened the curve or turned the corner to some extent now. And right now is not the time to take the foot off the gas. We need to support this at least for the next 3 years. And then let's have a discussion at that point when we get this thing solved and we can start growing again. You know, we'll have a discussion about not having, having this tax, but that's my perspective.
I'm Josh McGill for Southeast AgNet.